Shlomo Nior. Good morning, gentlemen. The Tur, Rabbeinu Yaakov Baal HaTurim, who was the son of the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher, had a brother. His name was Rabbeinu Yechiel. And he quotes his brother in the following case. In Siman Resh Chet, say if you dal it, he brings the following. Katav Achi, כתב אחי הרב רבנו יחיאל, אכל ענבים ושתה יין. Somebody ate grapes and also drank wine. היה נראה לי, I would think, שאין צריך להזכיר על העץ ועל פרי העץ בברכה האחרונה. You should just say על הגפן ועל פרי הגפן. It's the same fruit, ריבונו של עולם. One you squeezed, one you didn't. If you say על הגפן ועל פרי הגפן for the wine, that should include the alayetz ve'al periyayetz, which is more general. Shigam ha'anavim hem periyagefen, because the grapes are also periyagefen. So when you say ala gefen ve'al periyagefen, periyagefen. Midi dehava anavim v'tapuchim, similar to the case when you eat grapes and you eat apples, you just say alayetz ve'al periyayetz, and you don't say borei nefashot for the apples, because it's considered also periyayetz. It's more inclusive, just that you didn't have to do a beracha of the me'en shalosh for apples, but now that you say it for the grapes, you don't say borei nefashot. So that's the first part. Regarding beracha achorah, just say ala gefen ve'al peri hagefen, and that includes the anavim. Umita'am ze yir'eh, says, oh, what about beracha rishona? Maybe I could also say, shigam mi beracha rishona iftor borei peri hagefen shemevarech ala yayin. Unbelievable. You said beracha, borei peri hagefen. It's not, that beracha was not made by the chachamim on grapes. But if you drink wine, isn't that inclusive? Borei peri hagefen? The peri of the gefen? That's gefen itself. What? You cholek on Rabbeinu Yechiel? Ah, okay. Machloket Aiki and Rabbeinu Yechiel. Ela. Well, you're lucky today that the dad didn't like it. So, Ela she'en ken da'at Adoni Avi HaRosh. My father, the Rosh, didn't like it. It's funny. It's not funny. It's very beautiful that you see there's a discussion between father and son of this caliber. The Rosh and Rabbeinu Yechiel talking to one another. It's beautiful. Lo be'beracha rishona ve'lo be'beracha achrona. So he disagreed with his son. And therefore, bottom line, the posek halacha, the Shulchan Aruch is posek, of course, like the Rosh. And the Rosh is saying that you don't make any difference. Shata yain, uberech borei peri hagefen, ve'achal anavim tzarich varech alehem borei peri haetz, v'chem v'beracha achrona tzarich haetz, al haetz ve'al peri haetz. The halacha, of course, is like the Shulchan Aruch, that beautiful chidush, we don't go by it. And therefore, like halacha, like Aiki Rudi, that we say borei peri hagefen for the wine and borei peri haetz for the grape, and each one their own beracha acharona. So it's late, I cannot expand.